Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
Pleasure cruise, where unfortunately we still have 939 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 15 goddamn seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And then we gotta go to work. We've got a lot of unscrewing up to do. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, today is no exception. As always, there still is a very growing number up there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So how do we combat that? We lift our jib and we get this freedom ship underway. Officially underway and headed out to sea. Post some makeshift colors. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here. What I call the New World Disorder. There is no order. It's disorder. And it's all Agenda 21. just about every problem that we have facing, not only this country, but the world, you can somehow find a way to trace it all the way back to Agenda 21. They use the environment as their excuse to target you. Imagine that, the environment. They'll use anything to target you, press you, intimidate you, fine you, arrest you, take away your property, your livelihood, control you. That's what this is all about. This is world tyranny. That's exactly what it is. They want one government running the whole world. No boundaries, none of this. Hey, look, in a perfect vacuum. Now, when has there ever been a perfect vacuum? Well, in a laboratory, maybe. But are we in a friggin' laboratory? No, we're not. We're on planet Earth. There are no perfect vacuums. There are none. They seem to think that there is. We're going to start with the EPA. There's so many things with this Agenda 21, but I just put some of them down here just to go over it. And this Agenda 21 is growing more and more and more every single day. Most people don't even know what it is. That's a crying shame. You think the media is going to talk about Agenda 21? No. No, they're not going to do that. They're a part of it. They like it. PA, they're attacking everything. They have anything connected to the government. All energy sources, coal, fossil fuel, anything. Anything regarding nuclear power, anything. Your crops, your farms, everything. You can't do anything without the EPA getting involved in it. They have control over the water, the irrigation supply. You don't believe me? Just go to California. They cut off the water supply to try to save a smelt. That smelt is really that endangered. You can find a way to save the smelt. But these farmers need irrigation. They've got to grow their crops. People need to eat. In 1913, corn crops were 100% grown by farmers. You know what that number is today? 5. 95% of all corn grown is corporate owned. And these liberals hate corporations. Unless they're their corporations, then they love them. General Electric. Hello? It's okay for a liberal to do whatever they want to do, but nobody else can. You're a hater. You're a racist. You hate the environment? You want to destroy the environment? Nancy Pelosi, you got a trifecta. They hate the environment. They hate science. They hate women. Yeah, we hate women. All right. Well, the law enforcement. What does law enforcement have to do with Agenda 21? Well, a lot. Quite a lot. Who's going to enforce Agenda 21? Who's going to make sure that if you violate one of their Agenda 21 laws, who's going to come crashing through your door at 5:30 in the morning? Who's going to do that? Well, it's going to be law enforcement. There is really no more state police, city police, county police. Yeah, you have it in name only. But look at all the law enforcement agencies that we have in this country. The EPA has a law enforcement. They've got a Delta Force, a goddamn commando squadron, full battle gear, all this riot gear. They've got machine guns. They've got tasers. They've got sidearms. In Chicken, Alaska, population, 24? They've got to swoop in out of the trees to go test the water? You really need a Delta Force to test the water. You're the EPA. You don't make arrests, okay? You make recommendations, and that's it. You don't get a badge. You don't get a gun. You get a test tube and a clipboard. And that's it. You're not a law enforcement agency, but they think they are. They've been given that power. By who? Well, the government. BLM has a task force, a Delta Force, Commando Squadron. That's an office job. You get a computer and a desk. You don't get to carry a gun. You don't need a dog. You don't need a taser. If you need law enforcement, you call law enforcement. City police, county police, state police, whatever you need. Government agencies should not have their own law enforcement department. If the EPA, if you really need to have law enforcement, somebody's really committing a crime. Somebody is one of these gold miners in Chicken, Alaska, is really such a threat to society. Somebody's about to die. Well, then you call the police. That's what you do. That's what the police is for. But the law enforcement now, there's all one, just one big law enforcement. That's what the government wants. Yeah, you might work for a different agency, but you all work for the same. The government. Used to intimidate, harass, suppress. They love tyranny. Especially if you tell the truth. You tell the truth these days. Unbelievable. You're a whistleblower? Oh, no, 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 no. You're not going to get away with that. Uh-uh. You told the truth. Now one of these executives might have to lose his job. He's not going to get a bonus. Oh, we've got to punish you. Oh. Well, today's law enforcement officials now, they're the government's brown shirts, and they're doing the government's bidding. We do live in a police state. It's not near as big as, say, you know, the Middle East or North Korea, but it's growing bigger and bigger every day. And we see more of this every single day. There was a story I was going to get into it last night. Well, there's a couple stories that I was going to get into last night. Never made it, but I got them again tonight. So hopefully I might shut up long enough and we might be able to get into it. This is one of them. DHS now. Department of Homeland Security. Like we need another law enforcement agency. Homeland Security. We really need another agent. George Bush, why did you do that? I mean, I really liked you, W. I really did. You know, I just thought you had some bad advisors, and you listened to them. That's the problem. That's the problem with every president, is their advisors. And if you listen to them, well, you're going to get yourself in trouble. This president, I don't know who he's got advising him. Whoever it is needs to go away. Valerie Goebbels, I don't know who it is. Maybe it's himself. I don't know. I don't think the guy's competent enough, to be perfectly honest with you. I'd still like to see his bar exam. I'd love to see those results. I guarantee you he failed it. I guarantee you he failed that bar exam. But he was the right color. He was a foreign exchange student. So we got to let him pass. He doesn't know the law. He doesn't know the Constitution. He spent one day in court and was ridiculed by the judge to the point even Acorn said, sorry, Charlie, but you ain't the chicken of the sea. Why don't you go down to the unemployment office and see if they've got any community organizer positions open? That's about all you can handle. Go give a speech. Carrie Edwards in Florida said she and her boyfriend were forced to strip naked at gunpoint during a terrifying Department of Homeland Security dawn raid. Homeland Security, they got to start breaking into people's homes. Whatever happened to a warrant, you knock on the door. If they don't open the door and they start shooting at you, then you break in. Whatever happened to friggin' respect for people? Aren't you innocent until proven guilty? No, not anymore. You're guilty until you can find a way, steal, and do whatever you got to do to taint the jury so they can say you're innocent. That's the only way to get off these days. If the government, if they accuse you of something, you're guilty. Even though that's not the way it's supposed to be, but that's the way it is. You don't go crashing through people's homes at 6 o'clock in the morning when you suspect that they might have committed a crime. You don't have any evidence of it. You have nothing. Well, they came in. This was June 10th. And I seen parts of the surveillance video that they had. And the cops turned the video over so nobody could see what they were doing. Numerous SWAT team members from DHS with a helicopter. They need a helicopter? You got a young couple living in a small little home in a nice little neighborhood. You really need a helicopter? Why don't you go after some people like, oh, I don't know, people like Al-Qaeda that's living here in America? Maybe the drug cartels that are living here in America? I don't know, just a suggestion. They got an armored vehicle? They need an armored vehicle now. Smashing in the door. They threw in these flashbang smoke grenades. Why do you need to do all of that? I mean, that's overkill. Come on. That's overkill. Now, if Osama bin Laden was in the house, I could see why you would want to do something like that. But these are American citizens. You need to have respect, not only for the people, the citizens, but you need to have respect for the law. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, the law, well, here's a good place to start. It's called the United States Constitution. You'll find all kinds of stuff in there. Like, for instance, the Fourth Amendment? Let me read it, because sometimes I get a little screwed up. I read things really quickly, and I miss a couple of words. Sometimes I'm kind of forgetful. I'm getting up there in my age, so sometimes I do forget things from time to time. Nothing I can do about it, just part of life. But I have the document in my hand, so I'm going to read it verbatim to make damn sure that I didn't miss anything. And it goes like this. Are you paying attention, DHS, law enforcement, government, cops, citizens? Are you paying attention? Here it is. The right. That's a right. A right. And if you don't know what that means, stay out of the conversation. Find a dictionary somewhere. Put down your bag of Cheetos, turn off the Kim Kardashian show, get off your ass, go find a dictionary. You don't have one in the house? Well, I suggest you go down to the store and buy one. You don't have any money? I don't know what to tell you. Find a library. The right of the people, which is you and me, a human being, citizen, whether you're in law enforcement, government, or just an average citizen. The right of the people to be secure. Secure. Are you secure today? I don't feel secure today. I see a cop anymore. I mean, I turn on my bike or I'm walking or whatever I do. I don't drive anymore. But I see a cop anymore, I go the other direction. I don't want to be anywhere near a cop. I know it's sad to say, but I don't. I'm scared to death of them. I don't know what the hell they got up their ass that they're going to pull out of it. I don't know what's going on with these people. I don't trust the police. I don't. I'm sorry. But cops, I cannot give you any trust. I cannot give you any faith anymore. You pushed me away. I didn't run away from you. I didn't go away from you. You pushed me away. What was I supposed to do? You pushed me away. So if you want me back, you're going to have to earn me back. And pulling crap like this is no way to earn my trust, no way to earn my faith. No, certainly no way to earn any respect. That badge and that gun does not give you respect. It may give fear, but it certainly doesn't give any respect. Fear and respect are not the same thing. Fear is disrespect. Because when people get fearful, they do some crazy stuff to protect themselves. And they will have to disrespect you to defend themselves. So you're not getting respect, officers. You're not getting respect. You must first respect yourself before you can have anybody else respect you. you obviously don't respect the law. You don't respect people. You obviously don't respect yourself, because if you did those three, we wouldn't be having these frickin' stories every goddamn night. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, persons, that means you. Everything you have on you, your pockets, anything, whatever. Your houses, your home, where you live. Now, were these people secure? No. And the story will dictate that. They get a warrant later. They don't. Where's the warrant now? You knock on the door, you say, hey, we're the cops. Here's my warrant. You gotta let me in. Okay. I can understand that. But you don't crash into somebody's home, trash it, destroy things, destroy property, then call up a judge and say, yeah, we need a warrant. And then you get a warrant. Well, is that warrant legitimate? Is it real? To them it is. They don't need a warrant anyway. The government. They're the Homeland Security. That Homeland Security needs to be dismantled. We've already got Homeland Security. It's called the FBI. Local, state, and police departments. Come on. We've got enough. We've got enough security. We just need to use it. If we just follow the laws, if the government would just simply follow the laws, like what they're not doing with the immigration problem, if they followed the laws, we wouldn't need any more law enforcement. And where's our Border Patrol? They're changing diapers. Border Patrol changing diapers. Imagine that. I wouldn't do it. They'd have to fire me. I wouldn't do it. I'd make them fire me. I wouldn't quit. I just wouldn't do it. I'm a pain in the ass like that. I'm a stubborn son of a bitch. I'm nothing but pure blonde-haired, blue-eyed crowd. I got nothing but pure Aryan blood running through my veins, which means I am just as or more stubborn than the Irish. So if I say no, it's no, and it ain't going to change. If I say yes, it's yes. It ain't going to change. I am stubborn like that. Now, if you can prove to me that no is actually yes, okay, I'm not that stubborn. I'm not that stupid. I'm not like a liberal, where if I'm proven wrong, that I still refuse to admit that I'm wrong. You get proven wrong, you're proven wrong. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. Not a big deal. But I'm certainly not going to just say that I'm wrong just to make a Democrat or somebody else happy. That ain't going to fly. Not with me. To be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. There's that shall not again. There we are with that shall not be infringed. Well, it's infringed. There is no such thing as shall not anymore. Guess we can, here, let me grab my pen here. We'll just take that shall not out of the Constitution. We don't need that anymore. And no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause. Not just because you think that somebody might have an idea in their head that they may think about committing a crime. No, you need probable cause. You need real probable cause. And if you don't know what that is, cops, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to find another occupation. Because this one ain't for you. American people are tired of this. We don't want to live in a police state. We don't need this much law enforcement. All we need is for the law enforcement just to follow the laws that we have. And have a little respect for the people. Law enforcement, you want respect from us, you're going to have to show a little bit. You've shown us nothing but disrespect. And that's why you get the disrespect that you get, because you've earned it. Respect and disrespect are both earned. You don't get one or the other unless you've earned it. You cannot get real respect unless you've earned it. You cannot get real disrespect unless you've earned it. Well, you've earned nothing but disrespect. You've earned my disrespect. I'm not going to respect you. You learn to respect me, I'll respect you. I gave you respect. For years, I gave you respect, and I stuck up for you. I defended you, defended you, and defended you. Now I'm scared to death of you. I don't even want to see you anymore. I see a cop, I go completely the other direction. I don't let them see me. That's a shame. Don't you think? Don't you think that's a shame? That's a crying friggin' shame. Cops are not supposed to be the people that you're afraid of. You're supposed to be afraid of, you know, like other citizens, gang members, that kind of crap. You shouldn't have to be afraid of a cop. But if you're not anymore, well, then that's damn near suicide. Literally. Cops just love to shoot. They love their guns. Shoot first, ask questions later. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Meaning, you need to have a piece of paper that says that Joe Smucatelli has got kiddie porn on his computer. So we need to go into his home, find out if he's got any little kids trapped away somewhere in the closet, check his computer, find out all the porn that he's got on there. Okay, fine. Here's our little warrant. You don't just think that somebody might have a little porn on their computer and just go into the home, trash it, force people to get naked, handcuff them, fondled this woman, 6 o'clock in the morning, buck-ass naked. Mr. Edwards said, or Miss Edwards said, they busted in like I was a terrorist or something. Well, you are. You're an American citizen. Of course you're a terrorist. Probably a Tea Partier, too. Speaking of Tea Partiers and terrorists, that obnoxious creep that Charlie Rangel in New York, well, he has compared the Tea Party to terrorists, the Taliban. Imagine that. Tea Party, who simply wants freedom for everybody, not just the white people, but everybody. Everybody. Are you a citizen of the United States? Okay. This Constitution is for you. You get freedom. That's what the Tea Party is standing for. They're standing for the government to follow the Constitution. Not to take away the Constitution. How is that extremist? How is that racist? How is that homophobic? How is that terrorist? I don't know. I can't figure it out. I can't connect the dots in that. I guess you got to be a drugged-up liberal to figure that one out. An officer demanded, she goes on to say, that I drop the towel that I was covering my naked body with before snatching it off me physically and throwing me to the ground. Having been previously employed by the federal agency herself, Edwards noted that some of the men were DHS agents. Although when quizzed as to who they were and why they were conducting the raid, the men only responded by saying that they were the police and calling her stupid and retarded for asking the question. I thought you weren't supposed to use that word retarded. I don't use that word retarded. I don't make fun of people that can't help the way they are. If you're crippled, you're retarded, something like that, I that's off limits to me. I don't think that's funny. There's no reason to make fun of people like that. But if you got to say it, you do have the right to say it. You have freedom of speech. You need to limit yourself on what you say and what you don't. Now, is that hate speech? Well, according to a liberal, it would be. So why aren't these cops in jail for that? Where's Jesse Jackson? And Al Sharpton, where are them two boneheads at? Haven't heard them in a while. While I lay naked, I was cuffed so tightly I could not feel my hands. For no reason at gunpoint. Agents refused to cover me no matter how many times I asked. According to Edward's boyfriend, one of the agents then proceeded to ogle his naked girlfriend up and down like a piece of candy. Isn't that sexual harassment? I would say it is. They spent 2 hours trashing my house, even smashing clear glass shower doors and a vintage statue. You should sue the living piss out of these cops. Doubt it'll go through, but you got to stand up. Sometimes you got to go through the motions, and you got to make damn sure, and you got to fight it with everything that you have. We've got to put an end to this. This is America. We don't live like this. This is the kind of crap why we went to war with England 200 and God knows how many years ago, whatever the number is. I got Common Core math now, so I can't figure out the numbers. That's why we went to war. For the same crap like this, that's exactly why we went to war. But see, these cops don't know that. They've got the power. They feel superior now. They're little tyrants. Again, trickle-down tyranny. Anytime you have the boss man who's a tyrant, everybody else underneath is going to be a tyrant too. Well, the cops, you're nothing but brown shirts anymore. I can't respect this. I can't respect you. I don't respect Homeland Security. Especially when Homeland Security is allowing all of these immigrants just to cross the border. God knows who they really are. Come on. They're not all from Central America, Mexico. We don't know where these people are coming from. And they're crossing the border. They can cross that border anywhere. In Texas, New Mexico, California, it's pretty big. What is that border? Almost 1,500 miles? There's a lot of land there. A lot of land. They've also got Canada. 3,000 miles of Canada that they can cross into. And they're doing it. And we're allowing it. And instead of sending them back, instead of blocking them from coming in, we bring them in. And we make the American taxpayer pay for it. We've already got 92.5 million people out of work. And then when you add the at least 12 million illegal immigrants and counting, and most of them don't have jobs, all the people in this country, we have well over 100 million people out of work. That's almost that's about a third of the entire population, which is about 40, 42, maybe 45% of the actual workforce. Those are beyond depressionary numbers. And now we find out the economy's slowed the first quarter this year at almost 3%. Now, wasn't this supposed to be the breakout year for America? Didn't Obama say that? 2014 was going to be the breakout year? Well, what are you breaking out? You're not breaking out anything. You're breaking up. You're breaking up this country. We want you out. 2 hours trashing the house. Unbelievable. Breaking things. Shower doors and vintage statues. Did they clean up the mess after they were done? Hell no. My boyfriend, she says, who is asthmatic, started having trouble breathing due to all the smoke created by the flashbang grenades. Like, they really need that? That's beyond overkill. That's ridiculous. You know what? I think American citizens ought to do that to these sons of bitches. Find out who these DHS agents are, the cops, whoever. And do that to them at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Scare the living hell out of their family and their animals. Throw in grenades. Break their showers. Break their statues. Make them strip naked. Point a gun to their head. See how you cops like it. That's what needs to happen. You cops need to go through what you're putting us through. Maybe then you might realize. Maybe then you might get it. I think that's what needs to happen. I still don't think they'll ever learn. Once you're a tyrant, you're always a tyrant. Once you're a child raper, you're always a child raper. Once you're a creep, you're always a creep. You're not going to fix yourself, and they're not going to fix themselves. So we need to fight them. Fight, fight, fight. Any way and every way possible. The American citizen needs to stand up to this government. And we do have that right. We do have that right to stand up against our government. We do have that right. It's all over that Constitution. We don't need to go into it or where it is. But it's all over that Constitution. That's our right. This is our government, not theirs. These are our lives, not theirs. We control our life, not them. Not them. Not anybody. Not the government, not the law enforcement, not the school district, but us. We control ourselves. After trashing her home for 2 hours, took you 2 hours. Oh, I bet you boys had fun, didn't you? Real proud of yourself? We are real big men. Making a woman strip naked and you hold her at gunpoint and you fondle her while she's lying on the ground naked, handcuffed. Yeah, that's a real big man. You're a punk. Every one of these guys are punks. Same things need to happen to every single one of these guys. Every damn one of them. I'm an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth kind of guy. I do believe in revenge. I shouldn't. I shouldn't have that in my heart. But what are you going to do? Just let them keep doing it? What do you do with a bully? And these are bullies. This is a bully. Our government is a bully. They're the biggest bully problem we got in this country. What do you do to a bully? Well, he keeps hitting you. What do you do? Well, you finally stand up on both of your feet and you knock the son of a bitch in the nose. That's how you take care of a bully. Well, that's how we have to take care of this bully. We got to stand up and fight this stuff. We can't tolerate this anymore. We got to make a big stink. We got to talk about it. We got to make damn sure it's all over social media. We got to talk about it with our friends, our neighbors, our family, amongst ourselves. We can't allow this to happen anymore. This is not a free society. I mean, what the hell? She said the SWAT team eventually handed her a warrant signed by Jonathan Goodman, a federal magistrate judge for the U.S. District Court of Southern District of Florida. I'm going to find out who this Jonathan Goodman is. All right, his name. I'm going to highlight this here. I'm going to check this dude out, find out what the hell his little story is. I'm sick of judges, too. Judges are creeps, too. Judges are not, they're not, no. They're actually more corrupt than anybody. Well, this guy who's the guy who authorizes the agents to search for computers and electronics. Although Edwards claims that police seemed uninterested in the couple's electronics and did not seize any items despite raising the suspicion of child pornography. So that's their excuse to come trashing into a home. Well, we think they might have child pornography. Okay. So you get a warrant. They've got child porn. Okay, well, you should have seized some computers. You didn't need to trash a place to seize a computer. Even if you had proof that there was child pornography on the computer. You knock on the door, say, hey, I'm the police. Here's my warrant. I need to come in. I need to seize your computer. You go in, you seize the computer. If the warrant gives you the right to arrest him for whatever reason, then you make the arrest. You don't need to trash the house. And every one of these sons of bitches who trash this woman's house, the same thing needs to happen to you. Scare the living hell out of your family. Break your stuff. Now, isn't that here? It says right here. Aren't you supposed to be secure? Right here. I'm reading it. Secure in your persons? So they handcuff her so tight she couldn't even feel her hands. and they're fondling her. That's not being secure in your person. And her house. Was she secure in her house? Doesn't seem to be. They trashed it. Her effects. Her papers. Everything she owns. How is that being secure? Every one of you sons of bitches who did that to this woman here, you just violated the Fourth Amendment. Not only should you lose your job, but you need to go to court. If anything, you need to go to jail. But if we got a government that would do something like that, no. They love this. This is right up their alley. This is what they love. That way they have the control. That's all this is about. Control, control, control. That's Agenda 21, world tyranny. And it starts right here on the home front. Well, this is America. We're not like any other country, and we're proud of it. I'm proud of it. I'm proud that we're not like any other country. I don't have a problem with any other country, but I don't want to be like them. I want to be like an American, where we're free. See, what else is in here? Surveillance camera footage of the incident shows the armed agents, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they ripped out her surveillance DVR while claiming that they couldn't be recorded. Really? Why is it that you can't be recorded? Huh. But they can record us. They can record us, but we can't record them. They can record us, but we can't record them. See, they don't want to get caught violating the law. Well, you do not have the right to say you can't be recorded. You can be recorded. I don't care what your little state statute says. I don't care what your little cop handbook says. Yeah, you can be recorded. And that's a shame. Isn't that a shame that we've got to live in a society now where our every square inch of where we are has to be recorded 24/7? Without that recording, the cops can do whatever they want, claim, oh, yeah, they did this, 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 and this, and you've got nothing to stand on. Your word against theirs. Well, now you got the videotape. So now you can say, wow, look here, Mr. Cop. No, that's not what happened. You violated this, this, and this, and here's a video to back it up. They don't like that. Well, that's too bad. She summed up her experience by describing the incident as 2 hours of pure hell. Well, I don't blame her. They filed a complaint with the ACLU, which... this ACLU. Now, on the surface, the ACLU, I can understand the ACLU. I can understand the purpose and the reason why you would need an ACLU in this country. However, they don't seem to, they seem to defend the guilty, not the innocent. And that's one problem that I have with them. Will they do anything about this? I don't know. I hope they do. I'll support the ACLU if you do. I'll give you anything I need, anything that I have. I'll do whatever you need. And I'm not screwing around. I'll do whatever the ACLU needs if they're going to do something about this. This isn't an isolated incident. These are not things that just happen once in a while. I can't tell you how many stories I've read on here since I've started this program. A lot of them I just didn't read because it's the same thing over and over and over again. But these are not isolated incidences. And they're getting more and more and more every day. Well, this is going to turn into a big civil war. We don't need a civil war in this country. But you're going to have citizens fighting against the law enforcement and the government. I'm sorry, but it's simple human psychology. You can only push people so far and for so long, and eventually they're going to rise up and start pushing back. And when they do, that's when things get ugly. And they get ugly real friggin' quick. Fugly out there. So cops, government, back off. Slow down. American people are going to rise up. We don't need that. We don't have to go down that road. I'm not advocating war. I'm trying to stop war. But I am telling you that war is imminent. And it's getting closer and closer every minute. Every minute. And cops, you need to back off. Slow down. You're moving too fast. And when I say cops, I'm talking any law enforcement. EPA, DHS, FBI, I don't care what you are. Freaking security guards. Back off. While the details of the incident remain unconfirmed, it's not unconfirmed, it's the cops just don't want to admit that they did something bad. The story will heighten concerns that the DHS is turning into a standing army. They are. They are an army. BLM, DHS, EPA, now the post office. A post office needs firearms. The post office needs an army. They're doing that on purpose. So all these government agencies can buy up all these guns, buy up all the ammunition so the citizens can't have it. But if you're an Al-Qaeda, if you're a Mexican drug cartel, you can get all the weapons you need. But if you're an American citizen and you want a gun to protect yourself from people breaking into your home, trying to rape your wife and kill your kids and kill you, well, you can't have that. You're a vet. You're mentally ill. You're not allowed to have a gun. Oh, so I can't defend myself. Oh, okay. Wrong. Again, I know. I know. I'm a pain in the ass when it comes to this Constitution, but I'm going to go ahead and read it again. Right here. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There it is. Still in here. John W. Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute recently cited numerous examples of out-of-control DHS activity to make the point that the federal agency is a beast that is accelerating our nation's transformation into a police state through its establishment of a standing army, a.k.a. National Police Force. And that's exactly what this government wants. One big, giant police force. One big, giant, tyrannical organization. They've got the NSA, they've got the DHS, the BLM, now the post office, your state and city and county police. It's all the same. You wear a badge, it's all the same. We don't need this much police force in this country. Look how much money we are spending on this. All this money, all these police force, that comes out of the taxpayers' kitty. Taxpayers pay for that. The government doesn't have its own money. Government's money is your money. That's where they get their money. And you're having to pay to be harassed. And they never seized anything. So here they come in with a suspicion of child pornography. They come in and they break this woman's house, trash it, breaking vases, breaking doors, was stripping them naked, fondling them, and they didn't take anything. But what was the point of that warrant? What was the point of showing up at 6 o'clock in the morning and breaking into this woman's home, throwing in a flash grenades, holding people at gunpoint, naked, naked? You need to have somebody naked to seize a computer? What, are you kidding me? Well, the problem is, even if the ACLU was to do something with this, the Department of Justice wouldn't. We don't have a Department of Justice. I still believe, look, I do understand why the president wants to have his own government. And he needs to have his own cabinet. But I really believe that the Justice Department should be separate from the administration. Look what's going on here right now. You've got the president, and you've got the Justice Department. The White House and the Justice Department, they're the same. The Justice Department is working for the White House. Why would you have a Justice Department, they're giving all these things that they have found Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS. They're giving all these complaints to the Justice Department to investigate and to do all these things. But they're not going to do it because the Justice Department is involved in every single one of these scandals. They're involved in every one of them. Every damn one of them. Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, they're involved in all of them. The VA, you name it, they're involved in it. So unless we have an independent Justice Department, we're never going to get anything done. And the president has the right to turn himself into a king like this one has done. Unbelievable. Well, I certainly hope the ACLU does something. I know the DOJ is just going to throw it away, put it right next to his contempt charge. It'll sit there collecting dust. Somebody's got to do something. Maybe you can take him to court. I don't know. Do something. But something has to be done. But I'm sorry, police. You're going to have to pay attention. Like I said, you can only push people so far and for so long. And after a while, they're going to get tired of it, and they're going to rise up. And they're going to start pushing back. And if that's what you want, I mean, if a battle is what you want, American people are going to give you the whole damn war. So you need to back off and slow down. The first thing you need to do, cops, DHS, all of you, anybody who wears a badge, any law enforcement official of any kind, first find a way to have respect for yourself. Have respect for other people. Have respect for the law, the real law, not your law, not the law in your little cop handbook. Your cop handbook is meaningless. Here's my handbook. It's called the United States Constitution. United States Constitutions trump all cop handbooks, period. We do have a little bit of good news to report, though. I don't believe for one second that this is going to last very long. This government will find a way to go around it, but for the time being, the Supreme Court ruled today cannot go snooping through people's cell phones without a warrant. Well, they shouldn't be able to do it anyway. In a unanimous decision, the amounts of a major statement in a favor of privacy rights. So if a cop is questioning you, they shouldn't be able to grab your phone book or your phone and just start searching through it. Again, I know, here I am, another pain in the ass, right here it is. Persons, houses, papers, and effects. I think your phone would be an effect. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, that's just me. I take the Constitution literally. I don't know how to take it any other way. I don't know how you could tell. How could you take this any other way other than literally? The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. How in the hell can you possibly take that any other way? And no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, how the hell can you take that any other way? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. How can you possibly take that any other way? I don't know. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I cannot take that any other way other than literal. Police agencies have argued that searching through the data on cell phones was no different than asking someone to turn out his pockets. Now, wait a minute now. You're questioning somebody, and I'm sorry, but what's in your pockets? Again, I got to go back again, right goddamn there. Persons, houses, papers, and effects. Your pockets. That's part of your person. That's part of your effects. You want to question somebody unless they're under arrest. You can't go snooping through their pockets, cop. What the hell's the matter with you? What the hell's the matter with you? Maybe we should do that to you. Maybe we should hold you at gunpoint. Empty out your pockets. Get naked. Lay on the ground, and I'm going to handcuff you so tight you can't feel your friggin' hands. I'm going to break all your personal effects. I'm going to trash your house. How about that, cop? How about that? Huh? Is that what you want? Well, that's what's coming your way. You keep this crap up, and that's exactly what's going to happen. I'm sorry, again, it's simple human psychology. It's just like with a bully. And these cops, this government, are nothing but bullies. They're going to do this with the wrong group of people, and they're going to rise up, and it's going to happen. I'm trying to avoid this. I don't want to see this happen. The last thing that I want to see is a goddamn another war in this country, but it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. We can stop it. But it's going to have to start with you guys. Cops, you're going to have to stop it. Liberals, you're going to have to stop it. Government, you're going to have to stop it. Because if we have to stop it, it's going to get ugly real friggin' quick. And it's going to stay ugly for a long friggin' time. So if you want to avoid that, cop, you really want to keep the peace, which is what your frickin' job is, don't disturb the peace. Keep it. Go find something to do. Go choke on a goddamn donut. Leave the American people alone, for Christ's sakes. Oh, it's no different than asking somebody to turn out his pockets. Screw you. I'm not giving out my pockets. Go get a warrant. You want to find out what's in my pocket? Go get a warrant. Oh, you don't like it, do you? I don't like you. But the justices, thank God, rejected that, saying a cell phone is more fundamental. Here's the problem that I have with this. I can't for one second think that this government is not going to find a way to go around it. They will. They'll find a way around it. Well, I don't call him Chief Justice. This Chief Justice John G. Roberts. You're not a Chief Justice. Okay? You're Mr. Roberts. You want to be called a Chief Justice? You need to start acting like one. And when you allowed Obamacare to go through because you were paid off, that's not a Chief Justice. That, to me, is a criminal. You're not supposed to accept bribes. Well, you did, Mr. Roberts. Not only should you lose your job, but you should go to jail as well. But you're the Chief Goddamn Justice. I give you no respect either, Mr. Roberts. I'm sorry. I don't give free passes to anybody anymore. And Daryl, I saw I loved you. I did. And I still like you. I think you can do some really good work, but you lost me. When you voted to allow the president to get an open checkbook to write as many checks as he wants, till the, what is it, the middle of 2015, whatever the hell it is? I can't respect that, Mr. Issa. I can't give you a free pass anymore. I can't do it. The fact that Mr. Roberts, this is what he wrote. The fact that the technology now allows an individual to carry such information in his hand does not make the information any less worthy of the protection for which the founders fought. That's right. The founders fought. They fought the British twice to keep our freedom. Have we respected their fight? Doesn't seem like it to me. I know I've respected it. I know the overwhelming vast majority of you out there have respected it, but our government hasn't, and there is still a lot of people that haven't. Most Democrats don't even know what the Revolutionary War was fought over. Freedom, what's that? Ooh, that's the F word. You can't say that. Hater, racist. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Yeah, there's the F word for you. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. I like freedom. Matter of fact, I love freedom. If I could marry freedom, I would. Freedom is inside you. In order to really be free, you've got to feel free. And once you feel free and you are free and you lose it, well, you get a little grumpy, like me. And you get a little angry. And you rise up. And you fight for it back. We don't need to fight any more wars. No more wars. We don't need any more wars. But you're creating one. Government, law enforcement, you're creating a war. Is that really what you want? Do you really want a war with the American people? The American people are going to give it to you. Is that really what you want? Do you really want that? And if so, why? What is your gain? What is the prize? What is the prize? What do you win with all of this tyranny? Huh? What do you get? Can I get some of that too? Huh? Can I reap some of these benefits of tyranny? What is it? Well, he says, he continues, our answer to the question of what police must do before searching a cell phone seized incident is to arrest or to an arrest is accordingly simple. Get a warrant. That's what he said. Mr. Roberts. Every once in a while, these people can say the right things. But the problem is, more often than not, they don't do the right things. They'll come out and say they're doing the right thing, and then they'll turn around and do something completely different. Mr. Roberts, you screwed up. You get no respect from me. I'm sorry. But there was no reason to allow this Obamacare to go through. You knew damn good and well it wasn't constitutional. And if you didn't, then you have no business being on the Supreme Court. You have no business being on any court. Justices even said police cannot check a cell phone's call log, saying even those contain more information than just phone numbers, and so pursuing them is a violation of privacy. That can only be, again, justified with a warrant. Well, cops don't like that. They don't like that. They're tyrants. Tyrants don't like to follow laws. Bullies don't like to follow rules. It gets in their way of tyrannizing. King that we have, he doesn't like to follow the law and follow the rules. And why should he? He's got a magic pen. He's got a phone. He doesn't need Congress. He doesn't need a constitution. He's got Valerie Goebbels. He's got Eric Holder. He doesn't need anything. He's got plenty of spins people out there. They'll spin for him. He doesn't need these stinking rules. Well, the court did carve out exceptions. Now, this is where I think the government's going to find a way to go around this, like they do anything else. They carved out exceptions for emergencies, you know, that may arise, such as a security threat. I can't imagine what the hell a security threat would be where a cop would have to come up and confiscate somebody's cell phone and look at it and check who they called, this and that. But, fine. Maybe there could be. I don't know. But an emergency situation, okay, fine. If there is a national security threat, okay, fine. But the problem that I have, who decides what is a national security threat? The cops? Well, they can say anything is a national security threat. Just what I have been saying on this program here tonight, they could classify this as a security threat. Because I said that if these cops and the government doesn't stop pushing the American people are going to push back. They can take that as I'm a threat. I'm out looking for war because I hate so much I've just got to kill. Well, who's doing the killing? It seems our cops and our government are doing the killing. Who's doing the killing? I'm trying to end this goddamn war. I'm trying to stop it before it starts. And you cops keep going out and you keep waging more and more war. So don't sit here and tell me I'm a threat. You are the threat. The government is a threat. Every goddamn law enforcement agency that we have in this country is a threat. You're not only a threat to our lives, our livelihoods, but our freedom, our way of life. You take away somebody's way of life, you just took away them. You might as well just put a goddamn bullet in their head. Don't tell me I'm a threat. You are the threat. One could argue, what is a threat? What is not a threat? Who decides who's a threat or not? Is it you? Is it them? Well, of course it's them. They can label anything a threat. They don't need no stinking laws. They don't need no stinking rules. And they certainly don't need no stinking constitution. All they need is their gun. And their little badge. They can do whatever the hell they want. Well, slow down, cops. All right? Back off. Now, continuing with this New World Disorder, Agenda 21. And again, you don't know what Agenda 21 is? Look it up. The 21 stands for the 21st century. The agenda for the 21st century. And it doesn't look good. And so far, we're only seeing a taste. Not even a taste. Not even a smell. We haven't seen the full impact of this. We're not even started. Just wait till these people get started. Just wait till they get started. Well, just in my hometown, right here, not too far away from me, they're starting to build these communities, these high-rises. And they want to cram everybody, all the people into these small little areas and keep them there. So the rest of the area is for the animals. And if you go inside those areas, outside your little government pod, well, you're going to get arrested. You're going to have to be thrown in jail and thrown into another pod. And there's no borders. There's only one government. One government controls the whole world. Imagine that. Well, I don't want to live like anybody else. I want to live like me. I'm not going to comply with this. I'm going to fight all the way. I'm going to fight all the damn way. I will fight. I will go down kicking and screaming. They may get me down, but I'm going to be kicking and screaming, and I'm going to take a few of them with me. But we don't need to do that. I don't want to do that. But what else are we supposed to do? Just allow the government just to walk all over us? Is that what we're supposed to do? Just accept this? Well, I don't accept it, and I won't accept it. And anybody who does, I have no respect for you. That's a lazy mind. I don't respect lazy-minded people. I don't respect tyrants. I don't respect bullies. I can't respect it, and I won't. But continuing on, immigration. Now, what the hell does immigration have to do with 21? Well, it's very much a part of Agenda 21. It's all designed to blow up the system. That's the point. Collapse it. When our economy just dropped 3% in the first quarter, we're doing a pretty good job. We're going to get it done. Look how many millions of immigrants that we have coming over here. And they're coming over here day by day by day by day. Where's our border patrol? How come they're not stopping them? Well, they can't. It's against the law for the border patrol to do their job and to stop people from illegally entering this country. So what are they doing? Well, they're changing diapers. Imagine that. Changing diapers? Uh-uh. Our Border Patrol does not get paid. We do not, the taxpayers do not pay our Border Patrol to change friggin' diapers. This is much more than a humanitarian crisis. Is it a humanitarian crisis? Yeah. Our government's created it. I'm sorry, but it's not fair to those people coming over here, being lied to. And they are being lied to. And I'm sorry, but every one of you immigrants, you're not coming over here to be a citizen. You're coming over here to be a vote. You are coming over here to be a Democrat and to vote Democrat. That's the only reason you're here. You are not here to be a citizen. If you want to be a citizen, then you come over here the correct way, like everybody else had to. We don't change our way of life for you. Kowtow to you. It's not fair to them. They're coming over here in the false premise. They're being put in these rooms with all these people that have all these diseases. Now they're getting diseases. It's not healthy. They have no money, nowhere to go. And then they just let them out on the street. And these people are just, where do they go? They don't have any relatives over here. They don't have this over here. Where do they go? What do they do? Well, a good portion of them are going to turn into crime. So all those people that were living here in this particular city or town, they're dumping them off all over the place. Massachusetts, they're dumping them up everywhere. Connecticut, everywhere. Wherever they can find a place to dump them, they're just dumping them. Just dumping them. I'd like to know who the damn bus drivers are who do that. I wonder if they feel good about their job. I wonder if they really feel good about doing that, just dumping these people off. Left to just, what do they do? Where do they go? Nobody knows. They go to crime. Like, we need more crime. Well, it's not fair to them, and it most damn certainly is not fair to the American people. Not only can we not afford these people coming over here, but we can't afford their diseases and their crime. And they do bring a lot of crime. And for anybody who thinks that these Mexican drug cartels aren't coming over here, that's a perfect opportunity. They're like, yeah, now we can move into the United States. Boy, we can do all kinds of damage. Well, this government is allowing that to happen. I'm sorry, Mr. President. Well, you can't really call him a president either because he hasn't acted like a president. Mr. Obama. Or is it Satoru? What is it? Are you a Satoru? Or are you an Obama? Or are you a Smuckatelli? What is your name? Huh? Who are you? Who are you? Who really are you, Mr. Obama, Mr. Satoru? Who the hell are you? Well, I'm sorry, but what you have done, you have completely violated just the preamble of this Constitution. You are not providing the common defense of this country. When you open the borders and let all the drug cartels and all the people coming in here, God only knows, Al-Qaeda, terrorists from all over the world, that's not providing the common defense. And throwing all these people into all these rooms with all these diseases and then letting them out just to walk around the streets, infecting the entire community, now how the hell is that promoting the general welfare? It's not. It's not. Mr. Obama, you need to go to jail just for that. Just on that one right there. Of what they're doing to people. These are people's lives. These are people. These are human beings. They're not numbers. They're not game pieces. You can't just move them around the board wherever you want them. These are real human beings. They've got a heart. They've got blood. They've got feelings. They're human. They're human. This man obviously doesn't respect humans. Maybe he's not human. Maybe that's why he doesn't respect humans. Who the hell knows? But this cockamamie arrest and release, what the hell does that do? What's the point? Why would you arrest them and then just let them go again? What's the point? Well, roust them up and you send them back into Mexico. You dump them off. Or, I mean, this is just a suggestion. Now, Border Patrol seems to me would stop people from coming over here and blocking them. So if they come out, you say, no, 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 Mr. Mexican, you got to turn around and go back. No, come on in. Come on in. Welcome. Oh, here's your brand new pair of underwear. Did you hear about this? They're making a big deal. They need all these thousands of pairs of underwear. I'm sorry, but the American taxpayer should not have to pay for these people's underwear. Does a taxpayer pay for my underwear? The taxpayer pay for your underwear? We've got to put an end to it. We've got to stop this border. We've got to stop people coming in here. That's not discriminatory. That's not racist. It's called common sense. There's a lot of bad people in this world that want to kill us. So when we open our borders up and allow all these people to come in here, that's suicide. Well, Mr. President, you should be impeached just for that. And you should go to jail for what you did in Benghazi. You deserted your post. The very moment you found out that our embassy was on fire, our ambassador has gone missing, we were under attack, mortar fire, machine gun fire. The very moment you found out, you went upstairs to eat. You deserted your post to go stuff your fat face. And then you go on a two-hour phone call with Netanyahu. So it's been at least 2.5, maybe 3 hours since hearing the news that our embassy was on fire. Ambassador has gone missing. Where was he? Well, he was getting raped and had a cattle prod up his ass. Getting burnt and getting tortured. Getting killed. And our president is upstairs stuffing his fat face. You're a bigger deserter than Bergdahl. Both of you needed the same damn cell. You deserted your post in an act of war, Mr. President. They used to shoot people for doing that. And we can't even get the son of a bitch impeached. Unbelievable. And now, the Border Patrol Academy. This really takes a cake here. The very facility where agents are supposed to be trained to keep illegal immigrants out of the United States are now housing these immigrants. Patrol Academy, tens of thousands of immigrants have crossed in through Mexico, where they appear to have been led to believe that once they're in the United States, they'll be allowed to stay. Well, if Obama has anything to say about it, sure they will, as long as they vote Democrat. They'll be allowed to stay. And they don't need an ID. You don't need an ID to vote. As long as you vote Democrat, you're going to be okay. Well, the government now is scrambling to accommodate them. They have no idea where to put them. So, well, I'll tell you what. You know where you should put these illegal immigrants? If you really want to put these illegal immigrants somewhere, put them in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is bringing them over here. So if you want them over here so bad, you take them. How about that, Mr. President? How about that? How about if you take them? You put them on the White House grounds. Oh, no, that's a safety hazard. Well, we got to protect the president. Well, how about protecting the American people? Isn't that your job as a president to protect the American people? Pretty sure it is. Pretty sure it is. One of your primary goals. Pretty sure. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the goal of the president is not to protect the United States or its citizens. I don't know. That's just me. You see, I'm a crazy person. I'm a whack job. So now the Border Patrol Academy. Unbelievable is housing these people. Unbelievable. Still now on Agenda 21. Housing crisis. You remember that? Remember that housing crisis that we had? Oh, that George Bush created? Even though he didn't. George Bush was responsible for a lot of things, but he wasn't responsible for the housing crisis. That, you can blame Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton for that one. Bill Clinton put it in overdrive. That stupid Jimmy Carter started it. Well, he's an idiot. And he's still an idiot. He's even a bigger idiot. Now, go build a house and shut up. But this housing crisis, they wanted to put as many people into homes as they possibly could, knowing damn good and well that they couldn't afford them. Why would they want to do that? Now, why would they want to do that? Put as many people into a home as they possibly can, knowing damn good and well that they couldn't afford it. And when it doesn't work and they can't pay, well, then they get foreclosed on. Now you have an empty home. No one owns the home, except either the government or the bank. But the citizen doesn't own the home. Any idea why that's for? You know what that plan is? Well, it's to get rid of private property. Private property in Agenda 21 is not sustainable. How that could be not sustainable, again, my brain just cannot process some of this stuff. It doesn't make any sense. How any of this stuff that they claim in Agenda 21 is not sustainable. Private property, fossil fuels, courses and ski lodges. Now, how's a golf course in a ski lodge not sustainable? They have golf courses in Ireland that have been there for hundreds of years. Quite possibly, maybe even over 1,000. How do you figure that's not sustainable? I don't know. Consumerism. Consumerism has been around for thousands of years. Not sustainable now. Even though it's lasted for thousands of years, now it's not sustainable. Now it doesn't work. What do you mean it doesn't work? What do you mean it's not sustainable? Well, they can't give you an answer. They don't know the answer. They're just trying to take control of you. They just want the control in any way that they can. And they're going to use all these guises to claim that it's for this, it's for that, it's for the environment, it's for your own good. No, Mr. Government, I will tell you what's for my own good, not you. You don't tell me a damn thing for what's my own good. I tell you. I know what's good for me, not you. Me. It's my body, not yours. Stay away from it. You can't have it. It's mine. Healthcare. Now, what would healthcare have to do with Agenda 21? Obamacare. VA care. Any idea what I'm getting at? That's right. We've all seen the horrors of the Obamacare and the VA care. This is a taste. Just a little taste. Just a little tiny little sample. Well, it's going to get worse, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Why is that? Well, there's too many people on Earth, and we've got to get rid of them. So we can't just go around shooting people. So what do? Well, we develop health care. We're going to give everybody free health care. It's going to be wonderful. Well, they're not going to get the health care, and they're going to die. We've already seen how many veterans have died without getting health care. Well, now we're going to start seeing other citizens as well. Private citizens, not veterans, that are going to start dying because they can't get care. Well, that's the point. That's their purpose. That's their goal. That's what they want to accomplish. There's too many people on Earth. So under the guise of health care, it's death care. Well, you know, if all these people, they think that there's too many people on Earth and we got to get rid of them, well, I think these people need to lead by example. Ted Turner, you creep. I can't stand that guy. What a just an abject fool. But if you people really want to lead by example, well, you off yourself first. That's what you do. Here's a gun. Go in the back room over there and shoot yourself. Lead by an example. Who decides who gets to be killed and who doesn't? Well, if you're in the government and you're connected with the government, you're a good friend, you're a good campaign donor, well, you got a pretty good chance of living. If you're a really good Democrat, well, you got a pretty good chance. But if you're an average citizen, especially if you're a Tea Partier, you ain't got a fighting chance in hell. Well, this came out, oh, God, this was about, oh, man, at least 10 years ago, I think it was. It was a long time ago. I can't remember how long ago. But Bayer aspirin, and I don't know if anybody remembers this. And I can't remember. I'm terrible with how many years. 1 year and 10 years to me are about the same. But I do know it was a long time ago. Well, they had, and I think it was part of their drugs, or they had something, they had blood, or they had something. I think it was one of their drug products. that was tainted somehow with the AIDS virus. Now, how does that happen? Well, it doesn't just happen. That's deliberate. That's deliberate. You don't get AIDS from aspirin unless somebody puts it in there. And I can't remember, I'm sorry, this was a long time ago. I'm going strictly by memory here. And I can't remember if it was the Bayer aspirin that had it. It was something connected with Bayer aspirin. I do know that the Bayer company, and I can't remember what it was, so I apologize, but they sent it like a drug or whatever it was. It was tainted with AIDS. So they took it off the market in America. But they shipped it all over to Italy, France, and Africa just so the Bayer company wouldn't have to destroy this stuff and not make a profit. Well, a lot of people died. A lot of people died. AIDS will kill you. Some people can live with the disease for a long time, and some people can't. More often than not, it's going to kill you. It's a pretty bad disease. We all know about it. It's been around for a while. And you don't die very nicely either. You suffer. And suffer a lot. So this company can make a profit instead of saying, you know what, we're going to have to destroy this because it's tainted with a very deadly disease. They ship it across the world. As long as you kill people. There's what, 7 billion people on planet Earth now, whatever the number is? Well, it's too many. You got to get rid of them. So we can't just shoot them because that'll look bad. So we'll give them health care. Wink, wink. That'll kill them. Yeah, well, we've seen it. We've seen what it's done to the VA. And we're about to see what it's going to do with Obamacare. And this country voted for this crap twice. They voted for this man. Pathetic. And now we've got the economy in another free fall. Well, this must make Obama and company orgasmic over this one. I mean, we're going to kill a lot of people now. Economy shrinks. That's the goal. Blow up the system. Collapse it. That's the goal. Whatever you got to do to collapse the system so that way the government can swoop in and take control. You don't have any money, you don't have any power. You don't have any power, you have no way to fight back. You don't have any guns anymore because the government took them all. Well, America, we got to rise up. I'm sorry, but it's time to wise up and rise up. Wise up and rise up. That's the only way we're going to defeat this. Otherwise, we're just going to have to, we might as well just lay down, let them run all over us. Go ahead, Mr. Government. Here I am. Just go ahead and take me. I can't do that. I cannot do that. I will not do that. I will not comply. I will not comply. And no, I'm not a threat. Well, the new figure released Wednesday by the Commerce Department is nearly three times lower than last month's preliminary estimate. All these estimates. That's what the Clinton economy was. It really wasn't his economy. It was Newt Gingrich's. But Clinton took the credit for it. But the economy really wasn't that good of an economy. It was all on paper. There was no surplus. It was in projections. There was no actual money in the bank. It was on paper. I can put anything on paper. What does that mean? And yeah, he did leave George Bush with a deficit. But see, the media don't want to tell you that. The media doesn't want to tell you the truth. Might expose him. But they want to blame the economy in free fall on bad weather. I read that and went, what? What the hell? Bad weather? What the hell are you talking about? An unusually cold winter? Now, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Cold winter? No, we got global warming.
The planet's melting. Don't you know the planet's got a fever? Remember Al Gore? The planet's got a fever. Planet's got a fever. No, Mr. Gore, you've got a fever. They're going to blame the economy on bad weather. How does a cold winter... Again, connecting dots. I can't do it. I got two dots right here. And I'm trying to connect them, and they won't connect. It's like the positive and negative side of a magnet. You can't put them together. Well, that's what this is. So, do we have global warming, or do we have global cooling, or what do we have? And speaking of global warming, again, global warming is all part of Agenda 21. It's all part of it. It's all the same thing. Under the guise that the planet's melting, we're all going to burn up. They want to help limit and control the population. So they use the EPA, the BLM. They control water, crops, your livestock. They control everything. What you eat, your health care, it's all part of the same thing. Because now we have global warming. So now we've got to get rid of all the coal plants. Well, that gets rid of a lot of jobs, and it gets rid of a lot of electricity. So now if you want electricity, well, it's going to be very, very expensive, and there's not going to be that much of it. Because if you don't have any coal mines, which, what is it? What is it? 70-80% of our electricity is still powered by coal? So what are we going to do? Huh? What are we going to do? What are we going to do in these extremely cold winters? How are we going to heat our homes? Well, you can't burn wood because you kill the tree. You can't use oil because, well, it's fossil fuel. You can't have that. It produces smoke and leaves a carbon footprint. And you can't use electricity, well, because one, you don't have it because there's no coal mines. You can't use coal because that's dirty. That produces a carbon footprint. Look, if it wasn't for pollution, we wouldn't have life on planet Earth. So they cut the water supply in California to save a smelt. They kill a bunch of cows to save a turtle. They fine and arrest people who build a pond on their property. It's not the government's property. That's your property. But the government doesn't look at it like that. That's their property. Human beings should not have the right to own property. The government has the right to own the property. And they will tell you where to live. You don't get the choice of where you want to live. That's a government's responsibility, not yours. Even though the pond, and we talked about this, was about a couple of months ago. Guy built a pond on his yard, went through all the stuff, thought he had it done right. He did do it right, but the EPA didn't like it. Why? I guess it wasn't their idea, but the EPA is all about ecosystems, right? Well, this guy created a pond. He brought in ducks. He had fish in there. More birds came there, other animals, you got different insects, you got all kinds of animals. Once you put water, water will create an ecosystem. Animals need water. Just the way it is. Again, I didn't design the animals. I didn't design nature. I just know how it works. And this is how crazy these people are. With this so-called global warming. They're actually sending planes and they're dumping these chemtrails into the atmosphere to block, and it's like metal fragments. It's all kinds of pollution. Sulfuric acid, I think, is what it is. Sulfuric acid into the atmosphere so it can block the sun rays so the planet won't burn up. This is how stupid these people are. This is how stupid these people are. Well, pollution does that. Pollution will block the rays from burning us. That's why the planet creates pollution. And yeah, human beings create pollution too, but we don't create near as much as the planet does. So here these people are talking about all this pollution that we have. Coal mines and oil and all this other stuff that creates all this global warming. Well, if we have all this pollution, which pollution stops the planet, or stops the sun, it blocks the sun's rays. We got pollution. They're trying to stop the pollution. But in order to stop the pollution, they're creating more pollution. I mean, none of this stuff doesn't even make any sense. Everything about liberalism is arbitrary and baseless. And Agenda 21 is world liberalism. It's world tyranny, period. It's arbitrary. It's baseless. Whatever you need at the time is what it is. That must be nice. Common Core. Again, Common Core is a part of Agenda 21. Designed to dumb down the student, indoctrinate them. See, it's a lot easier to manipulate a child than it is to manipulate an adult, unless the adult's a liberal. But it's very difficult when you've got an adult that's educated. You can't indoctrinate them. I can't be indoctrinated. I just can't. I'm not very easily influenced. I'm not gullible. I don't know what it's like to be gullible. I just don't have any gullible cells in my body. I just simply don't know what it means to be gullible. I don't know how to do it. These people are making a living off of it. They want to completely upset every ounce of your way of life, destroy it, then give you what part of life they want you to have, not what you want, but what they want to have. They want to destroy the family unit. See, if mom and dad teaches the child, well, then the government has a lot harder time indoctrinating them, and that's what they want. They want to get rid of that. They want to get rid of that. Get rid of the parent. If they take the parent out of the equation, now they've got the control, and that's what they want, and that's what this is all about. And this is what we got to put an end to. Oh my God, we've only got 20 minutes left. Actually, less than 20 minutes. Oh, my God, I thought I was talking for maybe 15 minutes. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. So if we can't get into it tonight, we'll definitely get into it tomorrow. So let's open up my chest here and see what kind of booty we can plunder tonight. This story here. A veteran told to pay a fine. I didn't get into that last night, but I got to get into it tonight. Puts a little flag on his flower pot, and now they're going to try to foreclose him. Absolutely unbelievable. And Lois Lerner now, we've got more emails. She tried to get, it was Senator Grassley, trying to get an audit because she accidentally got an invitation that was supposed to go to him, to some God only knows what it is. He never even showed up. But because they said they wanted to pay his wife to go to this stupid event, she thinks, whoa, wait a minute, we've got an audit him. He collected money. Well, Mr. Grassley was very upset. Before this, he was the one who actually really started it. He was throwing a big fit about what they were doing before this actually broke. And they knew it. And that's why they were trying to target him. Imagine that. Pisses you off, and so you say, okay, I'm going to give you an audit. Not me. Look, the IRS can find out. They can tell you you committed all kinds of stuff, and there's nothing you can do. You have no recourse. You can't take them to court. Well, you can, but you're not going to win. We need to dismantle the IRS as well. All we need is a few people sitting into an office, and they just collect the money and count it. It's easy to collect taxes. We don't need the system that we have. It's ridiculous. And why is it that way? Well, so certain people cannot pay taxes and everybody else have to pay a lot more. That's the goal. Now they got a pillowcase rapist. You raped a bunch of women in the 70s and 80s and even in the 90s. Well, now he's being released. Well, look, if you're going to be, he's already been, he was released once before and he immediately went back into jail again because he went out and raped some more. Obviously, the guy's not rehabilitatable. I guess that's a word. He can't be rehabilitated. These people can't be child molesters. I'm sorry, child rapers. You can't be rehabilitated, and you shouldn't have the right. You shouldn't have an obligation. I mean, an opportunity to be rehabilitated. You rape a child, that's it. You're done. You don't get another opportunity. I don't care how much counseling you go through. I don't care. You rape a child, that's it. Done. There should be a death penalty. And now with lethal injection. It's got to hurt. And it's got to be very long and slow and painful. Now that's a deterrent. Oh, look at this. Diane Sawyer now stepping down from ABC News. Well, who cares? First of all, good riddance. That woman was horrible. Oh, my God. I mean, the woman's stories are boring. She's boring. Her interviews are boring. I don't trust anybody in the media. Nobody. Anybody who gives me the news anymore, I take it with a grain of salt. There are some people that I can watch, but, I mean, I still don't know. We still don't know if we're getting the truth or not. That's ridiculous. Oh, this is a kind of a funny story. It's not a funny story. Doesn't have a very good ending. But an 18-year-old girl is jailed for a year. 1 year. This is in the United Kingdom. This radical Islam is all over the world. And England. What are you doing? I mean, what they're doing to England. I mean, I can't imagine England is. Why is England allowing them, this radical Islam to basically take over? I don't know. Well, as a prank, she put some strips of bacon on the door handle and then threw a couple more inside the door. Well, it pissed off the Muslims. They went nuts, and so they arrested her and another man, 39, I think he was like 39 years old. She gets a year. He gets like 9 months. We'll get to the story. If I can't get into it tonight, we'll get into it tomorrow. And it looks like the last one here, Boehner, well, he was thinking about suing the president. Now he's planning on filing this suit. Well, Mr. Boehner, again, the suits, okay? This goes way beyond suits. Suits are just going to stick into the Justice Department for years. We know that the president isn't following the Constitution. The only reason why he wants to file this suit is to get the president to follow the Constitution. Well, the president isn't going to follow the Constitution. And he hasn't since the moment that he took office. The lawsuit is not going to get him to follow the Constitution. This man is in deep impeachment territory. And Mr. Boehner, you should be impeached for not impeaching the president. Fortunately, you're probably going to get reelected. You shouldn't be Speaker of the House. Hopefully, if you get reelected back into Congress, hopefully you can not get reelected as Speaker of the House. Now, personally, I think you're probably a nice guy. But professionally, no, you're not. You're not. You're a waste of frickin' time. You're a waste of friggin' money. Don't come up here and start pounding your chest and giving me all these goddamn sound bites. And sounding like you're doing something. Well, don't tell me. Show me. You want to convince me that you're doing the right thing, doing the right job? Don't tell me. Show me. Go out and do it. You must impeach this president. We must get rid of this entire cabinet. This entire administration has got to go. We must set a precedent in this country if we're going to remain free. We're not near as free as we used to be. But if we want to preserve our freedom and keep it and bring it back to the way we used to have it, well, first thing we're going to have to do is we're going to have to impeach this president and get rid of this entire cabinet. We're going to have to let everybody know that if you're going to run for president in this country, you're going to have to, first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to read and understand this Constitution. And to be the president of the United States, I think you should have to take a test before you can put your name on the ballot. And if you don't have a conceptual understanding of this document, you shouldn't be allowed to have your name on the ballot, period. Larry Murphy is now being threatened with foreclosure of his home from the Sweetwater Housing Authority. Now, first of all, these housing authorities, okay, I understand they got these housing authorities and they come up with all these cockamamie rules. And you sign your name on the dotted line, you're going to follow these rules. Okay, that's stupid, because you're a housing authority, you shouldn't have any of these rules anyway. If someone's going to go out and buy a home, that's their property, they shouldn't be governed by anybody else. But why people would sign these stupid contracts, I don't know. I just don't know. That's ridiculous. It's asinine. Sometimes it's hard for me to feel sorry for somebody who signs their name with one of these housing authorities. It's ridiculous. However, this man has a tiny little flag in his flower pot in his front yard. And they fined him, over $8,000 for a flag? What is that fine going to do? What are you going to do with that money? Well, he refuses to pay it, so now they want to foreclose on him because of a flag. A tiny little flag in a flower pot. First of all, I don't care what rules that you want to have in your little housing authority, but the American flag, how can you find somebody and foreclose on their home for the American flag? Nobody should have the right to tell anybody, take down your flag. Oh, you're going to take my flag down? Well, I'm going to take you down. Okay, fine, you don't like the flag, don't wave it. But those that do like it and do wave it, okay, if you don't like it, turn around and go the other way. Don't look at it. But I'm going to wave my flag, and I do, proudly. And I do wear a flag lapel pin. But my patriotism is not in my flag. It's not on my lapel pin. That's not where patriotism is. Patriotism is in your heart. It's in your mind. It's in your body. It's in your soul. That's where patriotism is. I'd like to see a little bit more patriotism in this country. I'd like to see some patriotism in our government. It's bad enough we've got a lot of citizens that don't seem to have any real patriotism. But we've got a government that has none of it. The only patriotism they have is for themselves. And that's it. Well, that doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for me at all. All right, we got a short one here we can get into. Boehner. Yeah, we're about running out of time. I don't want to get started. Well, let's get into this one here. We got enough time. Chelsea Lambie. And Douglas, good God, this name is a handful. Cruickshank. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. We're just going to call him Doug, because I'm not going to even come close to trying to repeat that last name. Well, they've been jailed for desecrating an Edinburgh mosque with strips of bacon. I can eat bacon at every meal. Bacon. I love bacon. A teenage girl, I think she's 18, and a 39-year-old man put bacon on the door handles of the mosque, and they threw a couple of strips inside. They attached the bacon to the door handles and threw strips inside Edinburgh's Central Mosque on 31 January 2013. So this happened a long time ago. Well, Doug pled guilty, and the girl was found guilty after she denied the charges. Maybe that's why she got a year and this guy got 9 months. Sheriff Alistair Noble at Edinburgh Sheriff Court said, "It does not seem to me there is any way to deal with this case other than by custody." Really? Why don't you kick the Muslims out of the country? That'll also another way to deal with the case. They can cut our heads off. They can burn our bodies. They can torture us. Drag our bodies down the street. Entire crowd can torture them as they slowly die. Then they burn them and hang them upside down on a bridge so the whole town can see them. That's fine. They can do that. But if you put a strip of bacon on their mosque, oh my God! The whole world just spun off its axis over bacon. Bacon, bacon, bacon. Well, one of these Muslims said, "I was surprised if a person did it for a joke. It is against our culture and against our religion." Well, getting beheaded is against our culture and our religion. "We do not eat pork or even touch it." Well, that's your problem. "I felt very bad seeing this meat in my sacred place. It hurt my feelings." Really? So cutting somebody's head off, you think that maybe that might have hurt their feelings? "It hurt my feelings," he says, "when I saw this meat hanging inside the mosque in my worshiping area. It was very disturbing." Well, you know, when I saw all those bodies hanging upside down on that bridge, that was disturbing. Not for nothing. But that hurt my feelings. So I really don't feel sorry for you people. What you're doing in England, forcing that entire country to turn around and practice your Sharia law because you practice it? Well, why don't you practice the laws in England? You want to practice Sharia? Again, you have that right to practice Sharia, but you have that right to practice Sharia in your own country. Not in Europe, not in Australia, not in Canada, not in the United States. You want to practice it, but do it somewhere else. Not here. I'm sick of these people. I'm sick of all of them. We got to change our way of life for these people? No, 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 no. No, 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 no. We're not asking you to change your way of life for us. But we're asking you not to tell us how to change our way of life for you, because I'm not going to do it. I refuse to comply with that either. And none of us should have to do it. All right, we got to pull this ship back into port here. I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. Looks like Iggy Mom was here for a while. I don't know who else is in the chat room, but I know there's a lot of people that listen on your smartphones that don't show up in the chat room. There's a lot of people that download later. So I want to thank everybody listening here tonight, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.